and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 382. How are we all doing?
I knew it was 382.
How did you know, Mike?
Because it says on my screen in the player.
Good grief, that was fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Wow, you remember that update they said they were doing? Did they actually do something? Good grief. I know it's 282. Normally I have it written on my Johnny board, but my Johnny board is clean. Why is my Johnny board clean, you ask? Holiday!
Johnny was listening today to show 29, RIP Lettuce. Do remind me what that was.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, Jonathan needs to do the marathon, I think. Yes, yes, you do actually need to do the MacBytes marathon, Jonathan, because Tracy's lapped you at the moment with the Marooned marathon, which is three times the number of shows. Anyway, hello, Renee. Hello, Alex. Hello, Jonathan. Good evening to you, Tony. Hello, Tracy. CQ, CQ, Deb. Hello, Kim. Oh, Kim can't read it. My eyes are weird all the time. How did it go? Eye doctors freak me out. In fact, anybody that needs to come within sort of 10 yards of me freaks me out. But I'm just strange. Right, who else have we got? Hello, Alex. Tracy says, I need to tell Kim to just sit back and listen. You'll read the chat. I always read the chat. The reason that I read the chat when you say something is obviously people listen on the marathon. And they don't have the benefit of the chat. So if you say something, I tend to read it out. So you can afford to lie back and just relax, Kim. It'll be fine. Jonathan asked Mike if you'd got your hands on lettuce, and Elaine wanted a moment's silence for the lack of lettuce.
Yeah, it's a lack of peppers this week.
Yes, it's peppers this week. Oh, that was so funny. Shall I tell them all about it? So there I am working all night. It was cool, because it's not cool during the day. Yesterday...
Cool as in temperature, or...
Cool as in temperature. Man. Mike, I know you're on holiday, but have you been on the wacky backy or something?
No, but it's April now.
It is, but we're past April's full.
No, we are in the UK. About that. It was dry March.
Oh, right. So now it's absolutely paralytic April.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy,
Mike. I've been eating things I shouldn't.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So... there I am yesterday trying to get some sleep and couldn't sleep because it was so hot. So took the fan in with me today, so that was fine. So Mike gets up at 5 o'clock. I'm still working. Now, I get into terrible trouble if Mike comes in and I yak or anything because it's Mike's quiet time.
I get into terrible trouble if I yak when it's your quiet time.
He does, actually. That's totally true.
Yeah, and so, Lola gets into terrible trouble if she yaks during our quiet time.
She's grooming herself at the moment. I've just got to make sure that that doesn't turn into excessive grooming. Lola! Is she turning around? There's a delay on this camera. You're a good girl. Leave it alone. So, Mike comes in. Quiet time. I said good morning and that was it. I shut up then. And we must have been working for about another 20, 30 minutes when all of a sudden bad words were said. I said, what's the matter now? You know, it's quiet time, Mike. You can't utter bad words in quiet time.
Bad words.
No peppers at Tesco. And what else was missing? Was it radish?
Radish was missing,
No
yeah.
radish either. So double bad words were said.
The worst thing actually about Tesco has come out this afternoon, that you can no longer get... I was going to say bin liners, basket liners, tray liners, whatever. You know
what are they called?
Tray liners, because they bring your stuff from the van and put it. They've got it in a big crate, and if they put half a dozen crates on like a trolley thing, then they bring them up. Although Wendy doesn't use a trolley, she carries them.
Ah, Wendy's a strong woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're in these big plastic bags, and it means that you can just take the thing out of the crate and just take it through to the kitchen. And okay, you're paying 40p for them, but it's for the convenience. Now they're stopping them because of the plastic business. So that means I'm now going to have to take each and every item out of the tray. and take it one by one. I mean, last time I tried that, I had lettuce all over the floor.
I'm just thinking this gets more farcical every week. Do you remember that thing I reposted on Facebook about Aldi?
Which one?
It was Aldi doing home delivery, and it was like a little bit of a movie. Now, you need to know that Aldi, we used to have are they still here? QuickSave. I think they went under, didn't they?
I think so.
QuickSave used to be like a UK supermarket. Not one of the big ones, but one of the very cheap ones. And they were amazing. You would go to the checkout with a huge basket of stuff. Nothing had a price on. So they didn't put price labels on every item. The price was at the point that you picked it up. So underneath the butter, it would say, like, you know, 60 pence. And you would think, oh, the butter's 60p. And you would pick it up and put it in the basket. But at the point that you got to the checkout, every checkout assistant knew the price of every single item in the store. Not even joking. That's the truth. It wasn't an automated till with barcode reader and all of that. Every single checkout person knew the price of every single item. And you've never seen anybody shift as fast as they did at QuickSave. Well, Aldi operate a similar principle, but they do use the barcode reader. But they actually have at the end of the checkout aisle, like a basket bay. And you put your trolley in this bay. And then they whiz the things over the QR code reader that fast. It's unbelievable, the barcode reader. So this was a video that was saying, like, if Aldi did home delivery. So this guy goes up and he opens his front door from the inside. And you are looking at him looking out. And the next minute, somebody off camera, obviously the Aldi delivery person, was throwing in, you know, loaves of bread, all sorts at him, just literally throwing it at him because that's the speed that they move. And then there's Tesco, isn't there? Slow as anything. What are you doing now? How about a dentist stick? You had one earlier, but Kim's here now. And I'm sure Kim would approve a dentist stick. There we go. How about that?
There'll no longer be an option at the checkout to have your shopping packed in plastic bags or tray liners. Your groceries will instead be placed directly into our trays. For health and safety reasons, we'll continue to use red plastic bags for meat, fish and some household cleaning products. If your order is being delivered, we recommend having your own bags ready to pack into. If you've not got these at the door, don't worry, there's always time to grab them. If you're vulnerable, disabled or elderly, your driver can still bring the shopping inside, but they won't be able to enter your home if you're currently self-isolating.
Who's self-isolating these days? People have forgotten all about it. Anyway, bad words were said because there's nothing to buy from Tesco. I've scuppered Mike at every turn. Right, apparently Jonathan says I could do a different voice for each person. That's not a bad idea. Hello, Paul. Episodes are marooned. Tracy, you're going to be so annoyed with me. I've done every one. And they're up there. But I haven't put them in the feed. I'm bad. I know I'm bad. But I'm on holiday now. So now I can catch up. And then by the time... let me have a look. Yeah, I've even got names for them all.
Yeah, Tony, that was my idea. Get some plastic boxes or something like that. And like you say, transfer it in the porch.
I'll sort them out, Tracy, so you'll have some. Oh, Deb hates the dental hygienist. I'm not overly fond of mine. She keeps calling me Mrs. Giles, which just annoys me before we start. It's like she's paying no attention because for the last 3 years I've been saying, call me Elaine. And she's one of these who, like, makes funny noises like, oh. And you're thinking, oh, what? And you know what I'm like? I need to know everything. And she just makes funny noises. But I haven't seen the dentist for a year. And if I don't get these teeth cleaned, I'll go mad. So I really need to sort something out.
Yeah, I got a mail the other day that said my hygienist appointment was due.
I actually had to talk to them because I cancelled an appointment. I had a double appointment, dentist and hygienist. And I thought, there's no way I'm going through the door. No way whatsoever. I mean, they've got people waiting in the car park and then you go in. No, not yet. I'm not ready yet. But I actually had to talk to them. And the receptionist was like, well, I'll book you in another one, you know, for when you're ready. June. I thought, I'm not going to be ready in June. I can tell you that right now. But carry on. Because I'd already put it off for 6 months the last time I cancelled it. It'll happen at some point. Just not yet. Glad to hear the eye appointment went well. Excellent. Crack the red wine out. Well, it's our holiday as well. Yay! Is the heat the reason I became a night person? I think I've always been a night person. What I like about it is the peace and quiet. When I was like studying for exams, age like 16, Dad was always up early. Dad used to have to go in and supervise the drivers to get to market and back. So they would go over to North Manchester and pick up all the goods that they were then delivering in the day. So he would be up at sort of 4:30. So it was always chaotic during the day. So I decided I'd work a little bit later and a little bit later. And before I knew it, I was working at night. At the minute, the weather's just weird here. We don't have like nice heat. We have oppressive heat. And I really don't like that. I've got a small fan in here at the moment. I swear we only took the big fan out about November.
We did.
I've got a small fan in at the moment that is actually turned on. The one that you saw next to the computer trying to keep that cool. But at the moment, I take priority. It is a lot cooler at night, but it's also a lot quieter. So if I want to record something during the day, the microphone is honed to the point now it doesn't pick up traffic, but my ears do. So I'm like stopping and starting on the basis that I can hear noise. But then when I play it back, there's nothing there, which is doubly, doubly annoying. Because then it's like, well, I could have carried on, but I didn't. So nighttime's nice. I'm not saying there's no traffic at night. There was a phase early on in this. So last March, April time, I wouldn't say there was any traffic at night. If there was traffic at night, it was an ambulance. But now it's just like normal. But there is like a quiet time between like 2 and 4. At 4, people start like going to work early. No, so not particularly the heat, but that's an added bonus at the moment. Having said that, rumour has it next week, which is Easter week, so a lot of people take Easter week off, monsoons on the way. And I'm like, good. Because you saw what happened when we let people out into the park. Yeah, it looked like Armageddon. So if they have to stay in their houses because it's raining, guess who'll be sitting in hers and laughing a little socks off? That would be me. Did they have tomato puree, Mike? This is the question.
I didn't look because we've still got about 10.
Oh, you always need to keep on top of it because you know what? How you get into such a bad mood when they haven't got something.
I don't get into a bad mood.
You do get into a bad mood. Good grief, in Scotland, charging 80 pence a bag. Wow. That's obscene. I would have thought it would pay them. Could they not use paper? Many, many years ago, I'm talking about my dad organising the deliverers to go to market. They would bring potatoes back in huge sacks. My dad could carry 4 of them. One on each shoulder and one under each arm at one point. No wonder he had a bad back. But they would bring them in like Hessian sacks. And then they would be decanted into bags of, I think, £56. £56 of potatoes in a bag. Or you could have half a bag. But the bags were paper. Now, they were incredibly strong because you can imagine putting £56 of potatoes in a bag. It would rip. But these things were like 5 levels thick, so it was just standard brown paper, but because there was 5 separate pages of it, if you're with me, you know, sheaths of it, and then it was stitched at the bottom, and you know, they never ripped. You'd have to take a knife to them to cut them, and they were paper. So couldn't they line these things with paper and be done? I always remember 70s shows from the States. You would go into like a shop, and we would find it really weird watching it, that, you know, you'd come out with 2 paper bags and you'd actually be carrying them in your arms.
I was just going to say
where
that.
We had plastic carrier bags with handles. So it's not uncommon for somebody to come out of Tesco with 8 of them, 4 on each hand. There's no way you could carry 8 of the ones that we saw on the TV. But that was far more eco-friendly than ours. And, you know, do you remember when you had like a local greengrocer and they used to wrap it up in brown paper or newspaper?
Yeah.
And you'd carry it home like that. I know what you're doing. cleaning my poor mummy, leave me be.
That's level up there.
They should definitely have something that's like paper. I mean, to charge you 40 or 80 pence is ridiculous. And yes, you can do the transfer, but then what a pain in the backside. Now, there is Morrison's, you know. I keep telling Mike to go to Morrison's because they deliver it in brown paper parcels. So you don't even have to be there. They open the porch, they put them in. They even had the wit, which surprised me, I'll tell you, to put the heavy ones at the bottom. And I went out and I looked at it. I thought, oh, good grief, where's the strawberries? Thinking they'll be at the bottom. It'll be like strawberry jam. And I picked up the top one and there was the strawberries. And they had the tins and bottles at the bottom.
Oh, that's a cool idea, Kim.
What's that?
Kim sent me a link.
I'll have a look at that shortly. Right. You love the dentist stick. She's had her dentist stick now. Little cashiers are so quick, you can't keep up with them. That is so true. They are just blindingly fast. But, you know, it keeps it going. And you're not stood in a queue for the best part of the rest of your life trying to get out like Tesco. Thank you, Tracy, for giving me. Was the last one 375? Anthony's Amazing Adventures and the Cat's Meow. Because after that, we've got Ship Ahoy, Have Faith in Pfizer, They Raise the Dead. We've got 378, title of which is I See Nothing, in honour of Renee. We've got I Don't Know How They Find Their Balls at Midnight Either, followed by WWDC exclusive, It's macOS Tiny Poops. And then yesterday's was Yanni and Laurel Ride Again in Mint Green and Pink. So that proves the point they're done, Tracy. Just need to get them in the feed. I know they're not in the feed when I look at Notion because I don't have a duration. And if I had a duration, then it would be in the feed. I'll get round to that. I will. Why don't you invest in a series of collapsible crates? It's still going to take time, though, to be decanting and then shifting them. Honestly. Oh, Kim was the only patient at the eye doctor's. Maybe everybody else is running scared with the COVID thing. Or is it like a big holiday week in the States? The children finished yesterday. The Catholic children did. The Catholic children are in until yesterday. Because they have to be in. This is what causes havoc here. They have to be in for Holy Week. Because the bishop wants them in for Holy Week. But secular schools will have finished a week ago Friday. So if you have children and you've got like two youngsters at a Catholic primary school, they didn't finish till yesterday, which means they'll be off for the next 2 weeks. But if you have another child at a secular school, they'll be back in from next week. So you basically have like, instead of just having 2 weeks to worry about, you've got 3 weeks to worry about, potentially four. It just depends on how the holidays fall. It's an absolute nightmare for parents. It really is. Don't know why we can't standardise the holidays. Well, I do, the bishop. The bishop won't let us standardise the holidays. Right, let me carry on here. Renee has 23 collapsible crates in his shed. You are well prepared there. Good night, Jonathan. I'm presuming this is hygienist, Deb. I hung you upside down for an hour and 15 minutes for a cleaning. Left me for over 20 minutes after she started. She was keen on the jabs for some numbing agent plus gas. Oh, good grief. My hygienist appointment is a double one. So a normal hygienist appointment is 20 minutes, but I get 40 minutes because I've got implants. And she does some work with some blasting powder. I don't ask, I just pay the bill. But we're down to about 20 minutes. Because they're usually always clean. I'm going to have to book about 3 hours when I actually get in this time, aren't I? I'm doing my best. I've got my tape, Oral-B satin tape. So it's like dental floss, only it's tape. It's wider. I've got my brushes. I've got my electric toothbrush, of which I've got about 20. I've actually got one now that charges and holds a charge for a week.
Do you want to go out and play?
She's looking at that. Yes, Dad. Preferably before it rains. Do you want to go out with Daddy before it rains? Oh, yes, Daddy. And off she toddles. Go find a ball and play with it. She loves playing with footballs. That is bad news, Deb. I wouldn't be happy at being left upside down for 20 minutes on my own. What about a mobile air conditioner? Used to have one of those. You filled it with ice. And it wasn't bad at all, but it was taking that much ice. It was ridiculous. Plus the fact you keep thinking to yourself, despite global warming, we don't have weather that's like that often. Like I've just said, you know, today's been a warm day. But I'm looking at it, the wind's up, and it could well rain. Just looking at the sky. I'm not quite sure. Where's the weather for tomorrow? Let's have a look at it. The last I heard, it was like, oh, it's Easter. Oh, no. It's going to monsoon. Let's have a look. According to this. Oh, you'll love this. Talk about you couldn't make this up. Oh, where's my other glasses? I need to see this in its full glory. Okay. Today, hot, sunshine. The next 4 days up till Tuesday, there's a sunshine icon and then a cloud over the top of it. Temperature, -1. But then on Wednesday, brace yourselves, did I mention -1? Snow. How can you have beach weather today and then 4 days later, snow? But that's the prediction. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, rain, rain, rain. And probably more rain. That's not good, is it? There's a 10% chance of rain today. So it might later when it gets cooler. But can you imagine? The weather's all over the place. So we've got people who are on the beach tanning themselves and they'll have to get out their snow ploughs in 4 days. I can believe that. We did have snow once in May. I mentioned that, didn't I, the other day? About 4 or 5 years ago. And it was literally like after the May Day bank holiday, so about the 7th or 8th of May. And I opened the bedroom curtains and I thought, what? Have I time travelled back to February? No, we had snow. So looks like snow in April, according to that. Oh, how fabulous. Joy of joys. Right, different glasses so I can see the screen. Right, I think Mike's got a couple of storage bins that are like collapsible, but what he was doing with them was putting them in the boot of the car. So when we used to go shopping, remember those days, we would go shopping. They actually look much better made. The ones Mike's got look like that, but they've got like ventilation holes in the sides. None of them are ever that strong when you're trying to put stuff in them, though. Oh, how many is in that pack for that price? A pack of one, £16.50. No. I think Aldi had them at about £2.99, £3.99. Similar, obviously, no, probably not as strong. And they were in the boot, and we'd pack the stuff as we came out the supermarket and then bring it in the boxes. I don't suppose there's much they can do, really. Unless they put them in paper, which was my idea in the first place. See, Alex agrees. Why not paper? Because that is totally recyclable. And it's ridiculous that I look at what my dad's company were doing 40, 50 years ago. And then they went on to plastic because that's what the schools demanded. They would buy potatoes pre-packaged in plastic. But, you know, they still needed peeling. So really, there was no difference. It was just a kind of, oh, well, that's much more sanitary, isn't it? Because it's wrapped up in plastic. And then you wonder why the planet's in the state it's in. Potatoes grow in the earth. They are covered in dirt. Get over it. Rinse them. Oh, right. I've got another one here from Kim. So let me have a look at that one. Oh, cheat sheet. That's a good website name, that. I like that. Let's have a look what that is. Do you know, my dad used to have a trailer for the car. That was one of the major issues with my mum and dad that would kick it off. He always wanted for his car a trailer for putting tools in. He didn't actually use it that often. This was the problem. But he wanted one anyway. He wanted a trailer, and quite a big trailer, you know, 8-9 times the size of that one, that actually hooked onto the car. And he got one that was blue. I remember the blue one. Before that, he had a black one. And these things were like wooden on a bed of metal. But the sides on it were wooden. And of course, the thing was, the weather is that bad here in terms of it rains, then it's bone dry, then it rains, then it's bone dry. And the wood's getting wet and then it's drying out and then it's getting wet and it just rots. So this black one died a death. So he got this blue one. And then again, over time, that died a death. But the thing is, he isn't actually using it, which it annoys Mum. He just wants it there, just in case. It's taken up half the garden, and then it sits there, and it just ends up a rusted heap. When he did actually drag it out to use it, the wheels were that bad. The wheels being like metal, like that truck that Kim's put up there. The wheel just collapsed, because all the metal had gone rusty. Then he decided he was going to buy a posh one. So he headed off to Halfords, which is a car supplies company. Things like anything for your car. Radios, paint, gizmos, you name it. So he heads off there and they had trailers outside. So he's looking at these trailers and they were like £600, £800 for the trailer. And he never used it. If he used it once a year, and he would say, oh, well, I need it because, you know, I take the rubbish to the tip. Well, one, not often you don't, Dad. And two, even when you do, you can't take the trailer in. You're not allowed to go to the tip with a trailer on. So I ended up taking the rubbish in my car, or Mike ended up taking it because Dad just wouldn't bother. So Mum finally put her foot down. Oh, we had tears before bedtime for about a month. And in the end, he still wanted a you know, a new trailer and a new radio and a new this and a new that. And the funniest thing that happened was, in the end, she said to him, there's no point. This was after he got his diagnosis. She said, there's no point, you know, because you'll die and you'll leave me with it. And I don't know how to get rid of it. I thought that's possibly the best reason I've ever heard, but possibly not a subtle thing to say to him, Mum. Oh, that does remind me of Dad and his trailers. Right, let me catch up here. Oh, and there's more here from Amazon from Tony. I am so far behind here. Tracy remembers the greengrocer with Nan potatoes, loose wrapped in newspaper and fish in grease proof. Exactly. I mean, I'm old enough to remember actually eating fish and chips out of newspaper, which they then banned because of the ink. But I do remember that. Tracy used to love the Easter holidays, especially when it was 3 weeks, not two. Which sometimes it is. It depends when Easter is, doesn't it? Sometimes they roll wit into it. But Kim's spring break in the US has nothing to do with Easter.
Certainly, but
you live in a very low churched area. Do you know, I heard the other night, I was watching an NCIS, and Tony, who is like clearly well over the age, they talk about spring break. And they were saying, like, you're far too old for spring break. Now, what I've gleaned that to be is all the college kids heading to the beach. I don't know if that's what it is. But he was planning a cruise and then rocking up at this, you know, the 18 to 22-year-olds' parties when he must be easy 40. So that's what I got it. I read it to be that. But I don't know if I'm right. Oh, Deb was having a regular periodontal cleaning. Seemed to get confused and didn't know how to use gas. Sent one lady in and then she said, I get to do gas. I'm pregnant. Oh, that sounds like the vet. We took Maya to the vet. And this girl was like a slip of a girl. And Maya greeted her in his usual way by getting on his hind legs. And she's screaming, I'm pregnant, keep him away. And I'm thinking, okay, fair enough. How do you intend to lift an animal onto the table then? Just asking. We needed another vet after that. If you're pregnant and you're concerned about it, then stay home and get somebody else to do the job instead of screaming at the dog.
Isn't tonight feet washing night?
It is indeed. It is Maundy Thursday tonight. Be interesting to know how they're doing socially distant feet washing,
well,
isn't
Kieran's
it?
Kieran's just sent me a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know whether to record to the cloud or local. Well, I'm thinking,
is anybody actually going to be there, Kieran?
No, because people wouldn't have feet washing, would they? Social distancing.
Well, I don't know. Can you catch it off your feet? If you think about how it's done, they don't actually touch you. They pour water over your foot from a jug and then grab a towel, but they don't actually touch you.
True.
So it could be done. Although I don't see people queuing up to participate in it.
No.
People on the beach need tanning. Yeah, the people on the beach need... Well, I'm not going to be drawn. Ooh, Renee's expecting snow as well. I've checked the long weather forecast for next week. Snow on Wednesday.
Oh.
Mm. So it looks like our kind of weather for this holiday. Hello, Simon. Hello, Sarah. Sarah lost track of time. Easily done. Trust me. Easily done. You're here now. Think trailers are a man thing. I think so too. Dad was obsessed. Absolutely obsessed. And when we moved, the house that we had originally, the one I was born in, was it had a big front garden, it had a big back garden, and it had a garage, and there was a bit of space behind the garage. In fact, it also had a coal shed. A lot of people were knocking the coal shed down. I think Dad did remove it in the end. I wanted to turn it into a kennel, but Mum was having none of it. I should have suggested she put Dad in it. That might have persuaded her. Hmm. Anyway, that was the first house. But when we moved to the second house, it was a link detached, which meant the garage was between you and the neighbour. And there wasn't really enough room for a trailer because the garage was how you got to the back garden. But it was a personnel door at the back, not a full door. So he couldn't. He could get the trailer in the garage, but he couldn't get it into the back garden. So Mum had 2.5 years peace while we lived there. But then when we moved here, it was like, oh, all bets are off. Because there's a front garden, a side garden and a back garden. And it's like, oh, my. And the thing was, after he died, there was stuff we found. And Mum was like, how did that get here? And I mean things like, given where he worked, which was like, there was lots of lorries about. So there was wood, there was metalwork, there was all kinds of stuff on site for the engineers to build up these curtain-sided vehicles. And some of these poles, these metal poles, were perfect for him and his aerials. But, you know, we would look at it and you'd have a pole maybe 12 foot long and we're talking big, heavy steel. These poles. How did he get them here? He couldn't possibly have got that here in his car. And what we think must have happened was he knew when Mum was out with me, I would take her shopping because I was travelling to and from university. But I would take her shopping on a Monday, regular as clockwork, because I did quite a lot of work at uni over the weekend and I came back for Monday. He must have brought these things on a lorry from work. And then squirreled them under the shed. So after he died, Mum's like, what's that sticking out from under the shed? Well, we started pulling these poles out and we must have had like 20 of them. And I said, well, what do you want me to do with them? She'd just put them back. I can't think about that right now. But the stuff that he had brought, there was 4 pairs of ladders from somewhere. And I'm not talking like little 6 foot things. We're talking about house ladders. Triple... where you've got like 3 bits of ladder and you push one up and then you push the other one up and it takes you to the roof. Yeah, we've got roof ladders. We've got 5 mowers at the last count. Do you know, we wouldn't have a need for a shed, would we, if we got rid of Dad's rubbish? Which is possibly the way it's going to go at the minute. Tracy said, I should imagine feet washing will consist of a car share in the car park and bring your own towel.
I think you're right, Tracy.
Do you know, I wouldn't put that past our priest. I wouldn't. Oh, Anthony's got a new toy.
Hang on. A bit of a cool toy.
Need to see that. Toy. Love toys. Oh, that's nice. Is that...
That's a book scanner.
I was going to say, I've seen those, like a scanner. Oh, that's nice. Oh, do you know, you've got something on your desk as well that I have here. It looks identical. The tape measure at the back. We have that hung up in most of our pictures, don't we? It's on a hook on our bookcase, that. Oh, that is very cool. Very, very cool. Liking the look of that. What software is that using? That's Windows. There's something Windowsy on that Mac.
Nothing wrong with that.
That does look... Oh, there's nothing wrong with that, says Mike. Just wait till you hear this one. Oh, let me get back to the chat. Where's the chat?
Which one?
The one that you're going to share in a moment. Could be many lots of nice things in that picture. That's true, isn't it? There's lots of things in there. And you know, it's the little things that you notice. I'm loving the black mat that you've got that on. I bought a craft mat. Devil's own job trying to find a black one. And I wanted it. And it needed to be black because I was using it for scanning just like you are. But it needed to be plain on one side and have the lines on the other. And I did actually find one. I think I got an A3 one in the end. But when I'm doing my quick scans where you're just scanning something like one piece of paper, I just grab that from under the desk, stick it on the desk, scan it, and then you're done. And that makes a huge difference to how good the scan comes out.
My mouse mat's good, by the way.
Oh, Anthony's managed to scan a 386-page book in half an hour. That's amazing. See, what I tend to do with mine is just rip them to pieces. Put them through the sheet fed. Doesn't work if you need to keep the book. Let's just put it like that.
Yes,
that's
Mike.
Amazing. Well, yes, Mike, what?
Exactly. No one was listening to me.
What have I done now?
You haven't done anything.
Right, well, what did you say? Because I was speaking.
Oh, I was talking about my purchase.
Which one's this?
The one I bought.
Well, obviously the one
mouse
you bought.
Mat.
Did you buy a mouse mat?
Yeah.
I didn't know you'd bought a mouse mat.
Yeah, I bought a mouse mat.
Well, you didn't tell me.
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
I mustn't have been listening at that point.
I said it's in the COVID cave.
Oh, right.
I bought a mouse mat for about £2.50, one of the cheapest I could find. You know, the fabric ones.
Yep.
Because working downstairs in the conservatory, all I had was the glass table mat.
Ah, good point. Yes, good point.
So the mouse mat actually is bang on the same size as the table mat. So it worked really well today.
Excellent.
Yes. Lola.
So the black mat came with it. So I was just preempting that with mine. I did have a Ziggy. I think I had two Ziggies. They were cameras that we used to demonstrate the iPad before we had Reflector and Air Server. A Ziggy is like a camera like that. That points downwards. But obviously, I think the thing with that is going to be the quality and the software. I don't think a Ziggy is going to work. Well, it might do. Depends on the software you've got. Might work with ViewScan. But that looks amazing, because I know you do a lot of that. And yes, not destroying the book. Darn it. It's easier to buy two copies of the book. I have actually been known to do that. Ooh, people. We are being very slow here. What should we suggest that Anthony scans with that would be amazing for all of us? He could have a sideline here. How about the Affinity workbooks that we all want PDF copies of? Ooh.
Yeah, you could make your money back.
You could make your money back for the scanner, just don't tell Affinity. That would be genius. Do you know, I would use those books more. I swear I would if I had the room for them. There you go. You see, you've got a ready market here. I've got all three of them, but they don't do a PDF one. Anthony says, send them over. That's not a bad idea, is it? They are quite big and they're very awkward because the hardback and the spine is like very inflexible. So to actually scan them, I think another way I've seen scanning done is that people have a kind of... how to describe it? Like a triangular thing with glass on it, and they put the book on it, open, upside down, if you're with me. And the scan happens inside this triangular dome thing. That's another way I've seen it done at libraries. I was going to make a scanner thing with a table. I was going to try it with a temporary thing, and then I was going to actually make it by putting an iPad on the top of this table, recessed. And then, of course, I couldn't go out and buy the stuff that I needed to make it with because we all went into lockdown. But sooner or later, that might happen. You never know. I've got magazines that I could do with the room. But they've got like useful articles in and stuff. So I'd like to scan them. And if they fit through the A4 scanner, that's great. But if they don't, then they just have to sit there. And that's a bit annoying. Did the sound just die? I think it was just you, Simon. There you go. Tracy would be willing to buy them. the Affinity workbook PDFs. They really do need a kick right up the backside, Tracy. I'm getting a bit peeved with them. Because they're selling those books. They're still selling the original ones. I think the first one was Designer or Photo. Designer, I think. They're still selling those. And yet, you know, they're not going to have data merging. They're not going to have the contour tool. And I know they're billed as workbooks rather than a manual. But even so. And we all buy them, you know. And if they brought another one out, you'd probably buy that as well. And it's nice to read it, but it's not ideal to have on the desk. I don't think I've... Do you remember years ago you used to have a book stand and it would actually hold a book? Mum had an orange one. And it did work pretty well, depending on the book. But the thing with the Affinity ones is they're so big and so heavy. I don't think there's a book stand would hold it. So then you've got it tilted downwards. You know, it's flat out on the desk and you're trying to tilt it up so you can read it. It's just ridiculous. Need PDFs. Well, can I do anything about the sound? I don't think so. I think your best bet's just to refresh. Auto flattening is wonderful. Kim's taken with this now. Taken. Need a shot box. That rings a bell. That rings a bell. Did we talk about that on a show? A portable lighting studio. That looks fantastic. The only problem with that is these books just don't lie flat. Would it be sacrilegious, Tracy, to rip the books apart and scan them? Or would it solve a problem for everyone? Why they just don't provide them. I hate it when they do things like that. And Sarah's got one of those. I had a... Not particularly like that. It wasn't like that. But what I had... Oh, actually, it is. The second picture down where it says the shot box, I do have something that looks like that for lighting. What it doesn't have is the thing that holds the phone. But that does look rather nice. I have two of those. I've got one that's got different colours in it.
Lola.
Little Madam's up to mischief. But I haven't got anything that holds the phone like that or the iPad. Are you settling down now? You're all blurry on my camera because you keep moving, girl. The photos are pretty good that have been taken in there, though, aren't they? I could do with somewhere where I have that set up all the time. I've got an older one, which is very sturdy and quite large. And then I've got these portable ones that look more like that, where they fold up. But that looks like it folds inwards and then straight down, and it's got a handle on it. Ooh, you're tempting me with things now. This is very, very, very bad of you. Let me go to the shop and see how much they are. Tempted now. Ooh, there's all sorts in there. Good grief. Is that... Oh, a side shot add-on. And then we've got DSLR donuts. And a magnet bag. Oh, I could spend a fortune here, couldn't I? I could spend an absolute fortune. What's that one? A Bluetooth shutter remote. Luckily, I've got a drawer full of those. Right, where's the actual thing itself? There we go, $129. Or a tabletop photo studio bundle for $218. Oh, handily, my birthday's coming up. I could put that on the list, couldn't I? Oh, and then, of course, if you're going to have it, you're going to need the deluxe tote add-on. Oh. Renee would love to have the workbook as an audiobook. That's a good one. That's a good thought. I must admit, I listen to audiobooks virtually all day. As you know from how many I've got. And at the moment, there's a 50% sale on. Loving that. I can get books. I think the cheapest book I got was 80 pence. Another one was £1.51. And what I do when the sale's on, there's like sales that are where you use your vouchers, your credits on Audible. And there's sales where it's actually cheaper to buy the book. And the ones I buy then are like the summary of. So if you've got like GTD, David Allen, you'll get a book that is a summary of that. And that's just really cool to listen to as like an aid memoir, basically. And then I can go back and think, oh, yeah. And it like focuses me to go back and read or listen to the original. So I do spend a fortune on that. Hadn't thought of it for the workbook. But that might actually work as audio. I remember years ago, and I'm talking like 2005, there was a podcast and it was from Scott Kelby, Photoshop Radio. And it's like, well, how does that work? It's radio. But it did. And another one that worked, even though it was about a particular application, was InDesign Secrets. You know, they're talking about an application, but it works even though there's no video. Would you all listen to an affinity podcast? There's an idea where you could do it in a similar way, where you talk about features and when you might use them and all the nuances of them. Let me catch up on here. Sarah's on Audible, but they haven't done the buy three credits for cheaper for a while. You prefer that option? Well, you can always buy three credits cheaper than your subscription when you go down to one credit. So are you on the two credit subscription, which I think's the default? The way we did it, Mike was on the one credit subscription. How much was the credit?
Can't remember.
Was it $9.99 a month? Because I know it's $15. I think it's 15 for two, isn't it? £7.50. So let me see here. Tracy listens to Photo Active, all about photography, and he's brilliant. Oh, the one credit subscription. Okay. Maybe on the one credit, it doesn't particularly do this, but this was what we did with it. Did I actually write this up? I probably didn't, you know. I probably didn't. I'm a very bad girl if I didn't write it up. Let me have a look. Blog, 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 blog. Right, that's August last year, so let's go back a bit. No, I don't think I did write it up. But I have got all the notes, so I should. Right, how Audible works. If you're on a one credit subscription, then it's random whether they will let you buy three credits at a reduced rate. If you've switched to the two credit subscription, so on the one credit subscription, is that $9.99 a month? Let's work on the principle. It's not. Why don't I look it up? Right. Audible UK pricing. Let's see if that comes up. No, that's not what I want at all. And I don't think it's going to tell me. Or could I gift somebody something? Right, one credit a month for 1 month, $7.99. Right, let's work on $7.99. It's $9.99 a month. Okay. Right, for $9.99 a month, I'm going to multiply that by 12. So you are paying £119.88 for 12 credits. Right. If you pay... Now, you can get that cheaper for a start. No, it's $7.99. Okay, $7.99 multiplied by 12. Right, £95.88. One option to get that cheaper is instead of paying monthly, pay yearly. And then it will cost you £69.99. So you'll save yourself £25 to start with. That's one way to do it. So instead of paying £7.99 every month, you pay £69.99 for 1 year. That's the first way. Now, that's a gift by the look of it. And I need the other pricing. Tell you what, let me find the notes on this. Oh, let's do a test and see if I can actually find the notes on this. Right. We did this. It was a MacBytes, I think. And we worked it all out. There we go. Saving money with Audible. So that's your first option. Pay yearly instead. Right. Your other option. What Mike did was he was paying for one credit every month, and he was paying £95.88. So every book was costing him £7.99. Right. He didn't want to go on to the two-credit one because that was going to cost him £180 a year. So I said, why don't you? So remember what he's paying, £95.88 for 12 credits. There is an option to take 24 credits for £109.99 a year. And at that point, the books cost you £4.58. So I switched from 2 credits to 24 a year, and so did Mike. Mike ended up paying for £14, in fact, yep, £14 more, he got another 12 credits. So there are ways to save a lot of money. The benefit of this is, right, it was £14.11 to get double the credits in a year. And the benefit of that is if you run out of credits, so you use your 24 credits, you can buy credits. You are guaranteed to be able to buy credits, and you can buy 3 credits for £11, which is £3.67 a book, which makes it a heck of a lot cheaper than the £8 if you're buying 1 credit every month. So have a look at the pricing options that are available in there. Even if you don't particularly want to add that many books, you know, your 24 credits are costing you half what your credits are costing you now. So that's the one we went for. Mike hasn't run out of credits yet. I ran out of credits like months ago. We did it in August. And I ran out of credits by about the end of September. But that's me, isn't it? How many audiobooks have I bought this year? We'll just do the this year one. Now, bear in mind, some of them are summary books. I'm actually listening to a comedy at the moment, which is most unlike me. Right. I have in my library 3,285 books. But let's have a look how many of those were bought this year. Only 221 so far, which sounds a lot, I know. Last year, though, I bought 647. I do like my reading. But I never pay full price, ever. Never, never, never. On the odd occasion, I will use a credit, but I'll use it and get 2 for 1. And good night, Paul. They hide it, Sarah. The pricing is utterly amazing, but they hide it. It's not easy to find. If you want to hear me and Mike discuss the whole thing, and it got complicated with money, because there's other ways that you can get cheaper books. So, for instance, let's say there's a book in Audible that you want. And this book is, you know, £25 and you could use a credit. Right. If you use that credit, then that's going to cost you £7.99 for that book. But if the paperback stroke Kindle version, if the Kindle version of that book is available on Amazon, and let's say that's 99 pence. So always keep your eye on what's on offer on the Kindle store. You buy that Kindle book at 99 pence, and then you can buy the Audible book, £2.99, £3.49, something like that. So always less than half price. If you want to hear me discussing that with Mike, it was MacBytes episode 132, which was, let's have a look, 132, Paddle Powered Pandemonium in the Licensing Department, that show. Gosh, we covered a lot in that. It's about... Where is it? Towards the end. Just towards the end. But there's chapter markers in there, so you'll find it. And I explained the whole thing. But Audible do not make it obvious that there are options like that. So when I said to Mike, what are you on? And he said £7.99 a month. I did the maths and I said, you do realise for £14 more, you can double your number of credits. And what Mike was doing was, when he ran out of a credit, so he used his credit in a month, he would either buy 3 more credits, but that was like £15. The credits were still £5 each. So it was a heck of a lot cheaper to go annual. I'm not sure how many credits you can roll over. That's the only thing you'd have to watch. But it'll tell you that when you do finally find it. They don't make that easy. In fact, so much so, it wasn't originally in the UK. You could get it in the US, but not the UK. And then I realised it had rolled round to the UK. So that was when I switched. But I can't find the page because I'm actually logged in and I'm already on that thing. So it's telling me that I paid £109.99 and I got 24 credits. And then every time I run out of credits, they let me... Well, in fact, I don't have to run out. I can get down to one credit and then I can buy three credits for the £11, which is £3.67. What it won't show me is anything about changing my account. So I can't see the pricing, which is so annoying. And you definitely don't see the pricing if you're logged out. But trust me, it's there. Go to your account and keep fishing around until you see the annual membership and then check the prices out. Yep, 132 on MacBytes. I was intending to do that as a blog post and I should have done it as a blog post and I will severely reprimand myself. I will flog myself with a lettuce. Or was it a celery? It's a celery, I believe. While I am doing the same on Tracy's behalf for running out of MacBytes, marooned at MacBytes headquarters, which I will get onto as well. So that's my holiday sorted out. But it's fine because it's going to snow. If it snows, we'll make a snowman. There you go. It'll probably be three flakes. But odds are it will snow at Easter just because. Because we're on holiday. I'm trusting that Kim has warned the entire planet that we are on holiday. Because something always happens. Always. Right, let's have a look at Anthony. The one that you've done is a fairly springy paperback and you found it harder towards the end of the book. The finger things are a bit grippy. They do hold it. Though you do have to press down quite a bit. Hard at times and it can be a bit tiring on your hands. Again, you weren't using them properly. If you had read the instructions on the box, you would have done it. Maybe it had been easier. There's always next time, Anthony. But that looks amazing. Totally amazing. There you go, Sarah. That's probably saved you quite a bit. And your friend as well. I wish they would promote that, but they don't. They promote this two-for-one thing. And the sale that they've got on at the moment. And like I say, if there's a book, what I do is there's a wish list thing. So if I find a book and it's like, you know, £4, it'll be some kind of summary of this or a short book on that. I actually, unless I need it right at that second, I put it on the wish list. And then when the 2-for-1 sales come on, or even better, the ones that are on at the moment, the 50% off, hence getting this book for 80p. Because normally it's like £1.60 and I thought, well, I might as well wait. So I go to my wish list. I only wish you could have more than one wish list, that you could categorise the wish lists by, you know, these are inexpensive books, these are pre-releases. I wish you could do that. But apart from that, I go through my entire wish list and anything that is less than £3.67, then I will actually buy it with cash. That's how come I've got so many books. Although I dread to think how much the whole thing's cost altogether. It'd be scary. Kim does track the earthquakes when we go on holiday. The good news is the ship's free from the sewers. That must have preempted our holiday. There you go. How did they refloat that in the end? Was it just tugs either end? The last I saw, they were digging it out. But, you know, looking at the size of that ship and looking at the fact it had managed to block the Suez Canal, I don't know what my vision of the Suez Canal was, but something wider than that. Something that wouldn't be blocked by a single ship. I know history-wise, I've heard of all the issues of when it was built and all the bartering that went on. It would be fascinating now you've actually, you know, lived through that to be able to go back and watch all that. So I might have to do just that. Anyway, so we are on holiday from now. We will be back with you tomorrow for Two Show Friday. Then it'll be Two Show Saturday and then Two Show Sunday. And then we're going to have a bit of a rest, you know, for 5 minutes, as we do. But we will be back with you tomorrow. Oh, I heard Yuri Geller say that he'd freed the ship, but, you know, he's barking, isn't he? Although, quick Yuri Geller story. Eons ago, we have a TV programme in the northwest of England called Granada Tonight. I think it used to be called Granada Reports. And Yuri Geller was on it when I was a kid, about 7 or 8 years old. And he said, you know, he was coming on this show and he wanted you to bring with you broken watches. If you had a broken watch, bring it. Well, I had a watch and it was the first watch I'd had as a child and it was broken. I think Dad had one and Mum had one. So I said, let's do it. So we all had to sit there with these broken watches and he turned his mind power onto it. And we had to hold it and rub it in the right direction and face north. You know, all the usual garbage. And then this one of mine was actually totally broken. It you know, you could wind it up and nothing happened. Nothing. And it obviously was set to the wrong time. So after all the shenanigans, you know, we all looked at our watches and it was like, no, nothing's happened. So I put mine down next to me. And I was really disappointed. Mum was like, well, you know, maybe it just didn't work this time. You know, you can imagine, it's like telling somebody that Santa Claus doesn't exist. When all of a sudden, so she said, well, pick it up and put it back in the drawer, you know, because that's what he did with broken watches. She never threw anything away. So I picked it up and I looked at it and it was telling the right time and it was working. So when he said, I'm going to move the ship in the Suez, I thought, well, you fix my watch. But, you know, I think that's possibly easier than shifting the ship in the Suez. Oh, crying out loud. This is how. Right, I'm going to go and have a look at that, Kim. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.